Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we've got an update from the Portland Trailblazers on the status of rookie big man Donovan Clingan. Reevaluate him in a week. Not the worst news, but not the best news.
No, this is probably the best news you could have hoped for, to be honest. With the way he hit the ground and the way he looked, because he originally grabbed his knee. He grabbed his knee, which we all went, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
And then typically when you see a professional athlete hit the floor like that and get that angry, it's not because they're mad at somebody else. They're mad that they got hurt in a way that's probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
And when I don't know if it made it on TV or not, but there's a cloth tunnel they roll out that gives some privacy as they go in through the back tunnel, and he smacked the crap out of it. Like he was pissed. And I was like, great. Great. Awesome. You know, when you see all of that in one, you're like, he probably just got like a high ankle sprain. He's done for, 6-8 weeks.
But that also may just be him, because we talked to Danny Hurley. We know the competitive nature.
He's
of
a
him.
Psychopath.
That is an ankle that bothered him earlier this year. It's probably like the reaggravation is probably what upset him in that. Oh, this happened again. Not. As like in hindsight, now that we look back on it and we say reevaluate it in a week, but also that means nothing.
Yeah.
Like you could have a 6-week injury, reevaluate it in a week, and then we'll say, sorry, going to be out a month.
I will say you never know until the player's back, but from what I've been told, dodged a bullet.
That's good because you were a little
concerned about that yesterday. Yeah, I was because I was asking around and see if there was any updates and hey, if we heard back on the scans and no news with not anybody getting back to me, that always raises an eyebrow. And I'm like, oh, man. And then I started getting word a little bit later, like, hey, it's going to be okay. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we get the official word out that just a week. All right, cool. He's likely going to miss at least 4 games. He could come back based on the timeline for the last road game on this 3-game trip that's coming up against Charlotte. I don't think so. I think they'd probably look to bring him back at home for the most part. That's just kind of been the case. Also, don't rush him back.
Yeah.
They come back for a 7-game homestand before the All-Star break. Get him in there. And here's the thing.
And also, good players against bad teams like Charlotte, probably not in your best interest.
No. And did they end up pulling off the win last night? I think they did. I know. I was looking at the entirety of the tankability of the NBA last night, and pretty much everything went Portland's way except for one game.
Brooklyn.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, they did win. They beat the Jazz 117.
Yeah, the Raptors won. The Pelicans won, which they should not have won. My God, they should not have won.
I don't know what happened in that game.
There was an egregiously bad goaltend that was not called in the final seconds.
Was Scott Foster on the game?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
But those will remember October of 2012. Scott Foster blew a goaltending call so bad against LaMarcus Aldridge that it cost the Blazers the game in overtime.
Against the Thunder.
Yeah, you had the Jazz and Hornets where it was the great tank off of like, who wins here? It's going to be meaningful, you know, kind of a deal. And then the Clippers just missed doubling up the Nets. The Nets were so furious about beating the Portland Trail Blazers that they sat everyone.
Yeah, point differential does not matter in the NBA.
It does not. No, they ended up losing by 59 last night.
They had three consecutive quarters failing to score 20 points. Mm-hmm.
They went scored 21, 14, Wild. 16, and 16. And in case you're wondering, the Clippers scored 37, 44, and 24. And this game was tied at 21 after one. So... Yeah. The difference in the game, 59, was only 8 less points than the Clippers or the Nets scored, 67.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I mean, they sat everyone, dude.
Everyone.
No Cam Johnson, no Ben Simmons, no D'Angelo Russell, no Dang. Nick Claxton.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it was the who he play for Olympics. This was a gold medal game.
Dang.
Gold medal game.
All right. So that worked out well for the Blazers. So now you have the Hornets pick up their 9th win. The Jazz are still at 10. The Nets are 14 and 27, but that was a big loss for the hometown team.
The one team that is uncatchable is Washington.
But the Raptors, man.
Yeah.
They beat the Celtics.
Look, we haven't talked about this because we don't care about the East Coast for the most part.
We have West Coast bias here.
But the... Everybody's like, oh, the Celtics will be fine. Oh, the Celtics will be fine. And they probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, the Cavs need to go through them. And they do in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs are the best team in basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Celtics. It is the Cavs.
They play the Oklahoma City Thunder again tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's fun.
Let's be fun.
That game had 30 lead changes last time. It was
incredible. 30 lead changes, 8 ties, and it was an incredibly well-played basketball game. 129-122 is the last game. So I'm hoping it's that again, and it should have the same kind of lead up. But the interesting thing about this, about last night and what took place, I documented it all last night. So let me grab the actual tweet because there's a bunch of numbers behind it as far as where everybody sits, right?
Okie dokie.
The Trailblazers are at 13 wins.
Okay.
13. Okay.
That's one more than 12.
Yes. The Pelicans,
one less than 14.
Pelicans beat the Mavs. There are now 3 teams with 10 wins.
All
Pelicans,
right.
Jazz, and Raptors.
We can catch
now,
them.
Now, the Jazz and Hornets played last night, and the Jazz did not win. So if they had, they would have gone up to 11. But the Hornets did, so they're now up to 9. Okay? So if you look at this, the Blazers at 13 wins are 3 games out of the third seed, or the third worst record in the NBA. 3 games.
All right.
3 games, guys.
And they've got 2 against the Hornets, 2 against the Raptors, 2 against the Jazz, 1 against the Nets, 2 against the Wizards.
And if there's something that I believe in this franchise doing down the stretch in the All-Star break, it is being the worst team in the NBA.
Dang, son. All right.
Remember the line after at for the final 41 games I set was 9.5 games.
Mm-hmm.
9.5 wins in the final 41.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
No, under.
Yeah.
Under.
9 wins at 13 would put you at 22.
Yeah.
Like does that really sound that crazy?
No. No, it sounds like last year's team.
Yeah, and the year before, and the year before.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So, it's like the thing that is happening is that I said was going to happen. Things are tightening up. Washington, you're not catching. They're a level of bad that you can't fathom.
Yeah.
But Brandon Ingram's going to play. Zion Williamson's going to play. CJ McCollum's going to play. DeJounte Murray's going to play. The Pelicans, as bad as they are, they're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And I mean, to your point about the Pelicans, last night, you mentioned how bad the Pelicans uniforms were against Portland.
Mm-hmm.
What were the Celtics wearing?
No idea.
They reminded me of those.
It's that same nasty highlighter green.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah,
that's why they lost to the Raptors.
Yeah, that look needs to go.
It does need to go.
The Celtics, if you're one of the traditional franchises, stick with your traditional stuff. Like you can have like they have the white and gold ones.
Sure,
those are kind of cool. I like those. It's a different look, but like you don't get to do like Oregon highlighter green. Yeah. That's not. Yeah. No, you're a franchise that has been around for 100 years. You don't get to do that.
What it reminded me of was. I think the world's worst uniforms, those Michigan State highlighter.
Yeah,
they're dark green and highlighter green.
What the hell are those?
Yeah, right. That's what it reminded me of last time.
Very, very reminiscent.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Don't do it.
I guess the other little news and note here is that there was a report from Hoops Hype about Robert Williams III being available for multiple second round picks.
Oh,
I will absolutely annihilate that report.
Okay.
I have been told that the Blazers would not move him for that.
Okay.
So I don't know where that is coming from. I do not believe the Blazers in any way, shape, matter, or form would move Robert Williams III for second round picks.
What would okay? So draft compensation, though, they may be off on what that draft compensation looks like. But oftentimes when these reports come out, it is draft compensation as opposed to getting a younger player in return for Robert Williams.
The way I understand it is they very much value him as not only a player but as a locker room guy and a culture guy. And they are not just going to give him up because his ability on the floor, again, the availability is always the question. His ability is not in question. If they're going to give him up to a team, they know that if he does play those final 30 games of the regular season and he's viable for a team in the playoffs, like the Thunder, who lack size and could make this deal work very, very easily, that could swing a title. The same way Drew Holiday did.
Well, and so if it's a team like the Thunder, then would it not behoove them to, since that's somebody with an
endless amount
butt
of, draft
ton of draft capital,
yes.
You could go with a first round pick because you know that also an Oklahoma City Thunder first round pick is not the same as, say, New Orleans Pelicans first round pick.
Just that Clippers first round pick that they have.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, but so,
no.
You know, if you're getting a pick that you know is going to be around 20 to 24,
yeah,
as opposed to two second round picks, and so you know,
I don't even think they'd move him for like a heavily protected first. I think they would want a viable first for him.
Yeah, you mentioned Robert Williams as big culture guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the surface, doesn't sound that great. The guy who got his nickname of Time Lord for habitually being late, mm-hmm. being the culture guy of the young Portland team. He's turned it around.
It's all vibes.
Okay.
It's all vibes. Time is a flat circle with Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's like, you know, he's a culture guy. It's like, no, he's just he is a professional.
Yes.
He's a professional, and that's what they're looking for.
And they want...
He's a good guy in the locker
room. No, and they want guys like him in the locker room. Every team wants a guy like him in the locker room.
They just want him there on time.
You know, whatever.
That's where a nickname can stick with you for just... You're late a few times early in your life, and then, boom, sticks with you forever. People don't forget.
People don't forget.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.